Leading the news this morning, an abuse survivors group has complained to the International Criminal Court that the Catholic Church is guilty of crimes against humanity. Survivors Network founder Barbara Blaine has travelled from the United States to give evidence at the Victorian Parliamentary Inquiry. She says there's enough evidence to back claims the Church knew crimes were happening but chose not to stop them. The federal government says the Prime Minister has done nothing wrong and it's time for those questions about her role as a lawyer back in the 1990s to stop. But the opposition is vowing to continue interrogating Julia Gillard about the slush fund scandal. The Mental Health Commission is recommending a series of changes to improve support for the more than 3 million Australians. It says people with mental health difficulties have higher rates of physical illness and are less likely to have meaningful jobs. And it says Australia has an unacceptably high level of suicides. At least 45 people end their lives every week. The remains of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat are due to be exhumed today in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Forensic scientists will carry out tests to see if he was poisoned. A French court opened a murder inquiry in August after scientists discovered traces of radioactive polonium on Mr. Arafat's clothing. And Israel's Defence Minister Ehud Barak is resigning from politics. He made the surprise announcement just weeks ahead of Israel's general election.